wound. And when a wound doesn't heal right, maybe a white substance might form around the edge of it. Sometimes that has to be cut out or burned out. What would you call that skin that has to be cut out?
Infection?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes a certain part of your skin has to be cut out or burned out. What would you call that part of your skin that had to be taken out? Or, no, I'm sorry, that white substance that forms around that you have to cut out, you'd call that. It's a kind of flesh.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Some of the things you used to keep your medicine cabinet, say you got a little cut on your finger, it's a little brown liquid you put on it. Put on a cut or infection, with brown medicine?
Yeah.
What'd you call that?
Iodine.
What about, there's some white powder in capsules or something that people used to take for a cold. They used to give it to you sometimes as tonic for malaria.
Quinine?
Now, if a man was shot saying he didn't recover, you'd say that man, the doctor did everything he could, but the man
died.
Would you use any other words for it? Maybe collider words, or maybe not a collider words that you'd use. Maybe you didn't want
to. Basically.
Mm-hmm. Or something like that. What about any funny ways of saying it? Say you might say, well, that old skin flint finally.
Pick the book.
If the person did die and you weren't sure what it was that killed him, you may say, I'm not sure what he died. If you weren't sure what it was, you might say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's yet figured out what he...
What he died with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the place where people are buried?
Cemetery, graveyard.
Mm-hmm. Is there any difference between cemetery and graveyard? Is there any difference between the cemetery?
I don't know the difference.
What about bigger ones and smaller ones, or what about just different kinds of grave? We'll say a public one and a private one.
Would they be private would be a graveyard. Mm-hmm. Family graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
Country. The graveyard out in the country is called them graveyard. Mm-hmm. In town, the cemetery.
I see. What about a smaller one, a real small one, as opposed to big large one? Is there any difference?
Yeah, I mean, no.
Okay, what's the box that people are buried in to put the body in?
Casket.
Is that the portable box or is that the vault? Is there a difference between
portable? Once you put them in, and they put them in the vault.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other word besides casket?
Coffin.
And what's the ceremony at the cemetery called?
Funeral.
Mm-hmm. And if people are dressed in black, you might say they're in
mourning.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else when people are really worked up over death in the family? Like if a woman lost control of themselves, you would say they were. Is there any word maybe that they used to use about for that? Not in mourning, but say a woman
bereaved.
Say their women lost control of themselves and they were really... Okay. If somebody meets you on the street and says, well, how are you today? And you were just feeling about average, you know, not good or bad. You say, oh, I'm...
doing really well.
And suppose you were just average, you know,
yeah.
Good or bad. Some meet and say,
fine.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
If someone is, we're talking about this, if children are out late and say your wife's maybe getting a bit excited, you say, well, they'll be home all right, just don't.
Mm-hmm.
The disease that you get in your joints, when your joints are stiff or aching, you might say you got a touch of
rheumatism. Mm-hmm. Arthritis.